an open marriage. They'd agreed on it at first. It had been that era. The world was shifting and changing rapidly around them. And Graham had stepped forward into this altered universe eagerly, along with what seemed like half of Cambridge, compelled by all the things it seemed to promise. Among them, a different meaning for marriage, for sex. The problem was that Graham had been happy in this new world, and Frieda hadn't. She tried. She dutifully had a few lovers in the first year or so. But then she got pregnant with Lucas and realized that she'd never really wanted any of it. But Graham did want it. He still wanted all of it. It was part of his excited sense of everything that was newly possible for him. And because Frieda didn't ask him to stop, wouldn't have been able then to ask him to stop, he went on doing it, obliviously, happily. Frieda, private, uncomplaining Frieda, kept her suffering about this to herself until she was too angry, too wounded to continue. It was over, she told him. It hurt. It hurt all the time. Afterward, he sometimes thought that, as much as anything, she was angry at his physical transformation. When he looks at the photos of himself from college or from the early days of their marriage, he barely recognizes the tall, gawky boy captured in them. In one image he remembers with pain, he had on a shirt that could have passed for a pajama top. It was so shapeless, so hopeless, so plaid. And always those thick, dark-framed glasses. The idea that they're now chic, that beautiful women willingly wear them, this amazes him. The beard had been the first change. And when he grew his curly hair longer, as men were doing then, he looked like another person entirely. People responded to him differently. And in an answering response partly to that, and partly, he supposes, to all the other changes that were opening out to him in those heady days, he slowly, more or less, became another person. Buoyant, outgoing, confident. Frieda doesn't look like another person, even now. She's still the suitable mate for that old version of Graham, a tall, big-boned woman with a wide, plain face and her own pair of thick, perpetually smudged glasses. He can't see her without the tug of all those old feelings. Guilt. Sorrow. Love. They're friends now, he and Frieda. They've had to be for Lucas, but they both would have tried anyway because in some sense they still love each other. Though part of what they're loving is the sweet, serious people that they once were, that Frieda still is. Not him. Not sweet, certainly not serious. A joke, really. He sips his coffee. Even this coffee makes him remorseful, this amazing cappuccino with its thick, creamy foam. He made it on the expensive espresso machine that Annie gave him last year for Christmas. Her generosity, along with the machine's sleek perfection, sitting over there on the counter, these both seem a chastisement to Graham. He's been much more careful in his marriage to Annie. More careful and more faithful. Yet not entirely faithful. Which is partly what's making him remember the end with Frieda. Because he'd done it again.